welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
There's a man named Farmer Brown. He's got the fattest turkey around. He's been feeding that turkey well to fatten him up for Thanksgiving meal. Mrs. Brown said, "Honey dear, let's eat that big bird this year. Go and fetch your brand new axe. Take that turkey round the back. Fly turkey, fly real fast. Day is gonna be your last. Flap your wings and get away. Farmer gonna eat you late. Fly turkey up in a tree where the farmer cannot see. Fly turkey, don't make a sound. Get away from..."
Five little turkeys standing by the door. One waddle off, and then there were four. Four little turkeys under a tree. One waddle off, and then there were three. Three little turkeys with nothing to do. One waddle off, and then there were two. Two turkeys in the noonday sun. One waddle off, and then there was one. For soon, one little turkey better run away. For soon will come Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day, Mom's cooking dinner. Everybody's hungry on Thanksgiving Day. Daddy said, "Son, go catch a turkey. Catch us a turkey for Thanksgiving Day. Put on my boots, put on my jacket, put on my hat on Thanksgiving Day. Got a big bag to hold my turkey. Gonna catch a turkey for Thanksgiving Day. Walk pretty far, seem like forever. Deep in the woods on Thanksgiving Day. Looked in the trees, looked in the bushes, looking for a turkey on Thanksgiving Day."
Take a turkey, stuff it fat. Some of this and some of that. Get some turnips, peel them well. Cook a big squash in its shell. Now potatoes, big and white. Mash it till they are soft and light. Cranberries, so tart and sweet. With the turkey, we must eat. Pickles, yes, and then, oh my! For a dessert, a pumpkin pie. Golden brown and spicy sweet. What a fine Thanksgiving treat.
When we were farmers, we hauled in the harvest and found it Thanksgiving Day. With food in the shed for the winter ahead, we would gather together to say, "Thanks for our health, thanks for our heart, and the bounty that grows from the ground. With our loved ones near, we bless the year that's brought us safely round." Shoppers, we drive to the market. The farm seems a light year away. Still, every November, we pause to remember that time-honored old-fashioned day. Thanks for our health, thanks for our heart, and the bounty that grows from the ground. With our loved ones near, bless the year that's brought us. safely round. Everything changes, yes, even Thanksgiving. Let's rededicate this old day to helping the hungry, the poor, and the homeless, so all may be able to say, thanks for our flags, thanks for our heart, and the bounty that grows from the ground. With our loved ones near, we bless the year that's brought us safely round. With our loved ones near, we bless the year that's brought us safely round.
The history of Thanksgiving and its celebrations. Throughout history, mankind has celebrated the bountiful harvest with Thanksgiving ceremonies. Before the establishment of formal religions, many ancient farmers believed that their crops contained spirits, which caused the crops to grow and die. Many believed that those spirits would be released when the crops were harvested, and they had to be destroyed, or they would take revenge on the farmers who harvest them. Some of the harvest festivals celebrated the defeat of these spirits. Harvest festivals and Thanksgiving celebrations were held by the ancient Greeks, Romans, the Hebrews, the Chinese, and the Egyptians. The ancient Greeks worshipped many gods and goddesses. Their goddess of corn was Demeter, who was honored at the festival of Thesmophoria each autumn. On the first day of the festival, married women would build leafy shelters and furnish them with couches made with plants. On the second day, they feasted. On the third day, a feast was held and offerings to the goddess Demeter were made. Gifts of seed, corn, cakes, fruit, and pigs. It was hoped that Demeter's gratitude would grant them a good harvest. The Romans also celebrated a harvest festival called Cerealia, which honored Ceres, their goddess of corn. The festival was held each year on October 4th, and offerings of the first fruits of the harvest and pigs were offered to Ceres. Their celebration included music, parades, games and sports, and Thanksgiving fest. The Chinese celebrated their harvest festival Changshui with the full moon that fell on the 15th day of the 8th month. This was considered the birthday of the moon, and special mooncakes, round and yellow like the moon, would be baked. Each cake was stamped with the picture of a rabbit, as it was a rabbit, not a man, which the Chinese saw on the face of the moon. The families ate a Thanksgiving meal and feasted on roasted pig, harvested fruits, and the mooncakes. It was believed that during the third day, festival flowers would fall from the moon, and those who sow them would be rewarded with good fortune. According to the legend, Chung Chai also gave thanks for another special occasion. China had been conquered by enemy armies who took control of the Chinese homes and food. The Chinese found themselves homeless with no food. Many starved. In order to free themselves, they decided to attack invaders. The woman baked special mooncakes, which were distributed to every family. In each cake was a secret message, which contained the time for the attack. When the time came, the invaders were surprised and easily defeated. Every year, mooncakes are eaten in memory of this victory. The Hebrews, Jewish families, also celebrated a harvest festival called Sukkot, taking place each autumn. Sukkot has been celebrated for over 3,000 years. Sukkot is known by two names: Hag HaSukkot, the Feast of the Tabernacles, and Hag HaAshiv, the Feast of Ingathering. Sukkot begins on the 15th day of the Hebrew month Tishri, 5 days after the Yom Kippur, the most solemn day of Jewish year. Sukkot is named for the fact that Moses and the Israelites lived in as they wandered the desert for 40 years before they reached the Promised Land. Those huts were made of branches and were easy to assemble, take apart, and carry as the Israelites wandered through the desert. When celebrating Sukkot, which lasts for 8 days, the Jewish people built small huts of branches, which we call the tabernacles of their ancestors. Those huts are constructed as temporary shelters. As the branches are not driven into the ground and the roof is covered with foliage, which is space to let the light in. Inside the huts are hung fruits and vegetables, including apple, grapes, corn, and pomeranges. On the first two nights of Sukkot, the families eat their meals in the huts under the evening sky. The ancient Egyptians celebrated their harvest festival in honor of Nin, their god of vegetation and fertility. The festival was held in the springtime, the Egyptians' harvest season. The festival of Nin featured a parade in which the pharaoh took part. After the parade, a great fest was held. Music, dancing, and sports were also part of the celebration. When the Egyptian farmers harvested their corn, they wept and pretended to be grief-stricken. This was to deceive the spirit which they believed lived in the corn. They feared the spirit would become angry when the farmers cut down the corn where it lived. The United States, in 1621, after a hard and devastating first year in the New World, the Pilgrims' fall harvest was very successful and plentiful. There was corn, fruits, vegetables, along with fish, which was packed in salt, and meat that was smoke curled over fires. They found they had enough food to put away for the winter. The Pilgrims had beaten the odds. They built homes in the wilderness. They raised enough crops to keep them alive during the long coming winter, and they were at peace with their Indians neighbors. The governor, William Bradford, proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving that was to be shared by all the colonists and the neighboring Native American Indians. The custom of annually celebrated Thanksgiving held after the harvest continued through the years. During the American Revolution, late 1770s, a day of national Thanksgiving was suggested by the Continental Congress. In 1817, New York State adopted Thanksgiving Day as an annual custom. By the middle of the 19th century, many of other states also celebrated a Thanksgiving Day. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln appointed a National Day of Thanksgiving. Since then, each president has issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation, usually designating the fourth Thursday of each November as a holiday. Canada, Thanksgiving in Canada is celebrated on the second Monday in October. Observance of the day began in 1879.
With a voice of praise and a heart that's overflowing.